Welcome to the Wet Leaves Podcast, Episode 9, Tom Saxton Special.
Well, here we are, Tom Saxton Special. We're calling it a Tom Saxton Special because Tom actually instigated the podcast for the first time since we've been doing it. Other than that, it's not at all special. It's just as good as it's always been.
Each and every one of these is special.
Yeah, it's special to me. It's special to all the audience, I expect. Viewers.
It is. I haven't got any booze either.
Yeah.
Which I've just realised.
Fucking hell.
It is a special.
We should warn all the listeners out there that we might have some visual aid soon. Oh. We've got some animators that might be producing something.
Sound
so
good.
If you're listening, they what can they do for this? What can animators do for this? It'll just have to be us sitting down talking.
Maybe it's the photo we could put on.
Yeah, I've sent them loads of pictures of us, actually. They're not particularly flattering.
Thanks for that.
Right.
I mean, you text me a couple of days ago, so they've sent some photos to animators. Ones of you looking teethy. Yeah. I've never seen myself as teethy, and I'm really self-conscious about it now.
You do look bloody teethy in the picture.
Fuck off.
Teethy. I've never felt fat before, but the pictures, they make me... They're really not very flattering.
Teethy.
Well, we had a good weekend last weekend, didn't we, Tom?
Which one?
We had an end-of-season rugby thing. Tom just comes along because he's got nothing better to do.
I got an award.
Yeah, he did. Supporter of the year, was it?
Eh? Supporter of the year.
He only comes along because he can get pissed fairly cheap out there, but, you know, it's not any real heartfelt emotion during the game.
Yeah. I shouted a couple of things once.
Yeah, abusive thing. We also made it out to a club and ended back at the punch machine.
High score, twice. That's unheard of. Twice in a night, I've got the high score on the same machine.
Mm. I was quite pissed off because we only have a little competition.
One.
Yeah, and I was looking feeble. Pathetic. Especially seeing the difference in size between us. It's not justifiable, is it?
How you hit, Sammy? It's all in the technique.
Though. I'm going to Google it, actually. That's when I get home, I'm going to Google how to get a high score on punch machine.
Twice.
I said twice. I need three times now as a trump card. We on the rugby night out, they're glorious because everyone gets brought back to being 16 years old again.
Mm-hmm.
You get 40, 50, 60-year-old men singing, chanting, being absolutely ball-bagged. And Tom was... That's safe to say you got a little bit carried away. You were showing off.
I was chinning pints.
You were necking
pints. I was the quickest one there.
Yeah, you were showing off. You were trying to give it the big one. And when we eventually made it into town, we went to New York in town. Norwich's best club, it's fair to say. Shout out to New York, New York. And a certain Mr. Saxton decorated the walls with stomach bile, lager and curry, I think.
I didn't have any curry.
So what was it then? Just bile?
I think it was just booze, yeah.
Yeah.
What was in those pints?
Beer.
They're the ones in the that you made as gin.
Oh, yeah. Port.
Like port in it.
Yeah, it was pretty, yeah, pretty rank.
I was fucking sick. Everyone's like, what a puss. They put fucking port in my pint.
Yeah, but that was a proper sick.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Yeah, you know there's six and then there's proper six. And
there was about 8 litres.
It's a really, really narrow corridor and a very small toilet in there as well. There's nowhere to hide. That toilet would have stank of vomit for a couple of days.
Well, thank God I got on the door, eh? Not the toilet.
Yeah, no, you made it to the door. You were literally within spitting or sicking distance from the toilet and you thought, no, fuck it.
Just spray the door.
God, imagine being the person that cleaned this that up. I bet it happens every week. There's someone out there.
The police come in afterwards. I was like, you know when you're really pissed and paranoid?
Yeah.
They're going to arrest me for being sick everywhere. Oh, God.
You're under arrest, Mr. Saxton.
Being sick.
Oh, there's someone out there getting paid money to clean up. You're sick.
Good.
Does it make you feel powerful?
Yeah, it does.
To be fair, at least they're getting paid more than animators.
Yeah.
No. This is a good opportunity for animators. Don't laugh about it.
Can we do the one?
What's the one?
The shit one.
Oh, no. That's not fair.
Yeah, it is, fuck it. Yeah. This guy sent us a CV.
Well, so he's only a young lad, though, so it's no surprise that he's got a fairly bleak CV.
What did he put? He said, I haven't had much work experience. I've been working in a butcher's for a couple of weeks, clearing out fridges. What use have we got for that? Why are you there? You've got experience of cleaning fridges. My dad's got this industrial-sized fridge. He's cleaning out.
We've got to give him credit, though. At least he's out there applying for stuff.
He's trying, mate.
Yeah, exactly. He's just like us, just dreamers. Dreamers are going to make it. We're going to America to make it, aren't we, Tom?
Yep, we're going. This is it.
We're probably not going. We're probably not going. But when you're alone and it's depressing, you've got to come up with these.
When you're alone.
With these plans to head overseas. And also, I've noticed we've got some listeners on our podcast site. We've got about...
Some listeners.
Yeah, we've got a few listeners in America. So any listeners in America, get in touch. And let us know. Yeah, let us know if you've got any spare rooms, and we'll come over. We can do a show for America.
Live in your front room.
America special. Now that's a special.
We could have. What's the American horn? Is there a different one?
I don't know. We can find something. We can certainly find something. Maybe we can play the American national anthem. Would that be copyright? No. Fucking hell, that'd be a bit rich, wouldn't
it? What are they going to do? Send us home?
Yeah.
Ooh!
Back home again. Back to my grandma. Just only me.
How was it? Shit.
Yeah. Well, we've done the podcast. They got through.
Got kicked out of it.
Yeah, but we're going to go over there, presumably. Where's the land of opportunity? Mm. God knows we need opportunity, because there's not that much opportunity in Norwich. We
can manifest destiny.
Yeah, exactly. We should go chasing gold, like gold hunters.
That was a few years ago, so.
Yeah. Oh. I've seen Discovery Channel shows. They still blow up the rock to know there's going to be gold come out. Carl Pilkins have done it.
Must be.
Oh, right. I'd make a good Carl Pilkins. I've got the same sort of round head, haven't I? Mm. Except he's better looking and slimmer. And richer. Yeah. And he's got a lot more podcast listeners.
And he's funnier.
Yeah, exactly. Right, what else have you got written on here for your special? Apart from being sick.
The constant need for company.
That's a bit bleak.
It is, isn't it?
It's not really funny, it's just depressing.
It is.
And I have to say, that's a thing for you.
I can't be alone.
I know you can't.
I hate it. I'm scared what I'll do to myself. Like, if I have days off and no one's in, like...
And you just wander around. Just turn up at work.
Walk around the house and go for a big walk. Pop in at work. Everything all right? Good. Fucking loser.
You psychopath. So I'm quite comfortable with my own space. I can kill a day.
I get so bored. It's either that or just sit in the pub on my Todd.
I say I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm only saying that at the moment because I've just got a Football Manager 2013.
Yeah. I can't play it.
It is the saddest game in the world. It really is. I was talking to my players as if I'm a manager.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm giving them a pep talk.
When you dickhead.
You start a new game and you have to beat the players. Yeah.
What?
You have to introduce yourself to the players and select what you're going to say. We're looking for a good season this year.
For every player?
Yeah.
How many is in the squad?
No, you can talk to them individually or as a squad. And then if you talk to them as a squad, you can ask people to have an input. It's fucking sad. It's so sad.
That makes you sick.
I know. Talk to Shay Given. Shay, we need to get you off the wage bill, I'm afraid. Would you be interested in looking for a new club, some first team action? Me. I'm talking to Shay Given.
Hi, fella. Yeah. Tweet him. Did you get my message, Shane? What are you talking about? Fat loser.
No, it is really the saddest game in the world. I'll just sit there in a darkened room. Yeah. I don't even play it properly. If I go on holiday between matches because I can't be asked to read the news, I just walk in. Just been to Barbados for the week. Hi, boys. What's been happening? Read your emails. I know.
Sort it out, mate.
I know. And the horrible thing about Football Manager is when you're young, it's fine, because you can engross yourself in that. You're allowed when you're young to play computer games and immerse yourself. But when you're older, it's a little bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been playing Lego Star Wars. I'm not sure what's worse.
Yeah. Definitely Football Manager is worse, trust me.
I do like Lego.
I played Football Manager on my lunch break today.
Oh.
I know.
What's a lunch break?
Really, really sad. Go on then, what else have you got?
Blickling Hall.
What about it?
On my hangover day on Saturday, mm-hmm. after the rugby night out, me and George went to Blickling Hall in his Spitfire.
Oh, God.
We walked around the grounds. I bought a cup of tea, or a pot of tea, for £5.70. £5.70. And then we thought, oh, we'll go in the hall, have a little look around. £12.50 each.
Fucking hell.
Each.
Fuck me.
So it cost me 30 quid. I just went home.
What's in there?
I don't know. I didn't have 12 and a half quid.
Yeah, you couldn't afford to pay. Have a little.
It better be a tenner.
The only people that go to those places are the rich, so they can just rip them off. You wouldn't get scummers on the way back from work.
Oh, I don't know, I look pretty scummy that day.
Well, yeah.
That was good. Everyone looking at me and George like a couple of gay boys.
I'll tell you what, like I was saying earlier about, we were talking about stuff we were going to talk about, and I was saying, well, maybe we should talk about how everything gets judged and how much it is for a pint. So you could have had 3 pints for that, for your trip to Blickley.
Four?
4 pints you could have had.
Yeah, four.
You could have sat
the tea, that's another two.
You bastards.
I'm going to write him a letter. Come in, but...
Cultural heritage site.
And yep. Cheeky, we said, how'd you get back to the car park? Because he walked like a mile. Mm. And he said, oh, he pulled his map out on the back of a leaflet. Mm. Oh, yeah, you go down there, you go. You can keep that. Oh, thanks. What do you mean, keep it? Of course I can fucking yeah. keep it. You got fucking 100 over there. You spent fucking 6 quid in a fucking pot of tea. You can keep that, Matt. Thanks. You're all heart.
You're such a visual bastard.
Yeah.
No. You've got teenage relationships written down there.
No, I didn't have to.
Well, I was worried about this. I thought you were going to make us talk about our teenage relationships.
No. So I was... I had to get dropped.
No, quickly moving on.
Yeah, I was dropping the car off at work. Was it school run time? Was it Sprouston High, I think I was going past. All the kids coming out. I don't know, look, in case it was a fit one. And,
Jesus. You just went straight in, didn't you? You didn't pull any punches.
You see these like couples walking, that must be like 14, 15, not saying a word to each other, just holding hands, like, they have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's obviously the cool kids for me, like the girl and the boy groups, and his mates are over there booting a fucking football around, pinging at him from about like 100 yards away. Fuck off. But yeah, just walking down the street, not saying a fucking word, what's the point?
Actually, it's funny you brought this up, because... I didn't remember this until you started talking about it. When I was on my lunch break, I walked to Tesco to get some grub, came back, and there was like a sort of emo-y couple, yeah. Must have been about 13, sitting, and they were both sitting facing each other, cross-legged, on a park bench, and you could hear the guy talking shit. Oh, God. He was just like, yeah, yeah. The thing is, though, the guy was so drunk that I wasn't going to help him. I wasn't going to help him. And I thought, fair enough, that was a fairly decent point. But then he goes...
From what I've heard.
Yeah, so far you make a decent point. And then he goes, not really, I'm too nice a bloke. I got him home.
Ugh. You prick.
My God.
You absolute cunt.
The thing is, that story is so dull as well. I mean, I don't know how this is going. We're having fun, so... But if that was a tale on the podcast, I was out on Saturday, Tom was so drunk. Didn't help him out because he was so drunk. I thought it was his own fault. Not really. I picked him up and took him home.
Took him a cab.
Hello.
Paid for it.
The girl was laughing as well. I felt like going over to him saying, if she's laughing at that, get your knob out because she's sucking it. She might be 13, but she's sucking it. Because... 13. Fuck. And plus, we were talking... I'm a paedophilia note.
Well, really?
Yeah. I'd said something really, again. Really, really inappropriate at work. About a 6-year-old female. and my boss basically looked at me with a very stern face. And he said, you can't make jokes like that. You can't make jokes like that. If you've got a 6-year-old daughter, you'd understand. So I thought, well, yeah, that makes sense. I'm glad I don't have a 6-year-old daughter. It probably wouldn't be very funny. But I couldn't help but think to myself, all these mothers who have kids when they're sort of 13, 14, they don't have a leg to stand on. So I was thinking, if I said that, you know someone who's 14 years old and had a baby, you make a paedophilia joke and they go, oh, that's disgusting. You can say, well, no, fuck you, I'll shag her if I want, you done it.
What?
You could though, couldn't you? They haven't got a leg to stand on.
I'll shag her. How has it gone to that? Yeah. Accepting a joke to you shagging
it. It tells you a lot about my mind, but all I could think about was how that woman wouldn't have a right, or man, wouldn't have a right to say anything, especially if it was a bloke. Imagine if it was a bloke who'd got a 13-year-old up the duff when he was 18, and you'd made that joke and he'd gone, oh, funny old mate, come on, I've got a daughter. You can table me out. You got to it.
You got to. If you can do it, yeah, exactly. Send them my way.
Exactly. But yeah.
Oh dear. You can say it, right?
It would be brilliant to confront one like that, wouldn't it?
I don't know. They must be pretty. Yeah. Normally they're pretty scummy, aren't they?
Yeah. If you have a kid when you're 13, presumably.
You're scum.
Yeah.
Labelled.
Yeah. So, really, it should law. It should be law that if you get fucked and you have a kid when you're 14, you know. Right, anyway, yeah. The animators will have a good time trying to animate that.
Yeah,
little cartoon me with a six-year-old. No, I'm not recommending that at all. Steer clear. At this point, they'll just have to animate us sitting here laughing.
Is this going to...
Do you reckon they are going to animate? Aminate. I thought you'd say it, probably. I don't know. Apparently
animate that you can.
Oh, Christ. I've got... Well, we've already talked about America on my list. Oh, yeah, I'm on a diet, which is shit. Really shit.
You can't tell, though. It's still fat.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst thing about it.
How long has it been? 6 hours?
3 days. No, I started on Monday. But today, I had to buy... I bought a reduced to clear pack of Rocket from Tesco's. A jar of pickled onions and some sun-dried tomatoes.
A whole jar?
No, I didn't eat all of them. But the sun-dried tomatoes cost me £3.20. And maybe... Well, maybe. I am greedy. When you're on a diet...
No! Sam!
When you're on a diet and you walk past and all you can see is, like... Especially when it's a skinny bloke. You see a skinny bloke. There's this, like, rock guy. He had, like, a green Mohican and leather jacket. And he bought himself a 4-pack of, like, beef and onion pies. And he was as scrawny as fuck. I was thinking, put Christ. Yeah, no, he's putting them away. And the girl I work with, she eats cakes and crisps for breakfast and lunch. And I'm sitting there thinking, God, it's so unfair. Why did God hate me? And then I think, you fat fuck, why are you thinking that?
Why did God hate me?
I know. It's like a gas case of emotion.
Why did you eat too much?
I know, exactly. Exactly. I don't have a right. But anyone who's honest and fat knows that they do the same thing. When they see skinny people eating horrible food, they think, bastards. Fucking bastards. Oh. Matt as well. We always talk about Matt in this podcast.
I like Matt.
Yeah. Well, he's funny. He's funny to look at. He sounds funny.
I like my hangover Sunday. It's going on with the constant need for company.
Yeah.
I'll make sure he stays around my house on a Saturday, no matter what. And then I'll have him Sunday morning for a bit, just to ease me into the day.
He's like a pet.
Oh, my God. Matt, all we're doing is playing some tunes in there. Oh, my God. Make me laugh.
And he's got a watch, hasn't he? He's a huge man. He's 6'6", and he got himself a girl's watch.
He didn't know. It looked different in the picture.
What's the stupid make as well?
Casio.
Casio
watches.
Everyone's getting his own retro. What a knob. It'd be bad enough if it just got a normal Casio.
Oh, no, I like him, the gold Casio.
Well, you would.
What? That is just you.
With your stupid hat and your stupid shoes.
What hat?
And your stupid... I don't know. I bet you've got one, though.
What hat?
I don't know. A little baseball cap and high tops. And your Casio throwback watch. You fucker.
Calculator around me neck.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I love these.
I love my life as a dickhead.
The other one I've written down here is, if you read this, you're gay. Tom's written, if you read this, you're gay, on my little notepad. For fuck's sake.
And you read it.
Well, I couldn't help it. It's right there.
You must be gay.
Well, I've written down here. Back to the paedophilia thing, actually. That's a bad link. We should have crossed
Stop
that.
Stop it. No.
The schoolgirl theme.
We're going to get arrested. We're going to get fucking raped.
Just because you say it, you're not going to do it.
Well, I'm going to fucking coppers banging at the door one day.
Right, schoolgirl theme. This is celebrated across the board. People say, oh yeah, I'm having a party, it's schoolgirl. That is paedophilia right there.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
It's dressing women up as young girls. That's what it is.
Don't ruin it.
No.
Because I've never thought of it like that.
Well, how have you thought of it then?
Well, they just look nice.
Yeah, that's it. The excuse is, they always say, oh yeah, because it reminds you of when you're 14 and when you're horny. Bollocks.
Is that... Who told you that?
Well, presumably that's how they're justifying it. Because if they don't say that, they are just admitting that it's paedophilia.
Isn't it just a bit of fun?
No, that's not a bit of fun.
Come on, mate. It's just a bit
of fun. Yeah, it's just a bit of fun. Girls wearing tiny skirts and high socks. and painting little freckles on their face. Just a laugh. Yeah, I know, you're sighing right now.
Stop it.
Short of rubbing your groin, it's pretty clear that you're... Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. If you, anyone's got any pictures of them in a schoolgirl...
Yeah, tweet them in.
Tweet us your photo.
Tweet us. At Wed Leaves
Podcast. Can we do a live one? Do we have enough listeners to do a live one?
No. I think a live one would just be the same as a non-live one, in the sense that we would send it out and get our friends to listen to it.
No one's tweeted us on the live one.
Yeah. Any questions, tweet in now.
Now. Ready. Now.
Then we'd really have to go without even... What have we got down here? 6 bullet points. Then we'd really have to risk it.
We could freestyle it.
Freestyle. What would we talk about now? Let's imagine we've got no notes left.
Okay.
Which we haven't.
just imagine for a second we've run out of stuff. Tea.
What about tea?
Making tea at work.
Oh, yeah.
When you go make it tea at work, just to get out of doing work. No one else makes tea to be nice. They do it to get out of doing work. Mm. Yet everyone thinks you're fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation. You can't lose.
Oh, shit, mate, yeah.
Oh, I really can't be fucked to the... Anyone want a brew?
Oh, yeah, thanks, mate.
Don't worry, I'll finish that for you. Lovely. Thank you very much.
Oh, God, I can talk about some of the weirdos that I've come in my work recently.
Can you talk about them?
I don't know.
Well, oh, that keychain.
What keychain?
I sent you a picture of. Good girls.
Oh, fucking hell.
Good girls need it too.
Oh. That annoyed me so much. So much. I was just sitting at work and I got that through.
Good girls need it too, mate. Okay.
Describe the image to the viewers.
This, right, so it's a pink background. Good girls at the top and then need it too at the bottom. And the image was this blonde, pretty cartoon woman with big tits with like soap suds on her.
Yeah. Which is, of course, synonymous with sperm. Fucking disgusting. She leaves that in her car while you're doing work on it.
Yeah, here's my keys.
Good girls need it too.
Really bad. What if she hears? She could complain.
Like I said, if she hears, that means she's heard. That means she's a listener. And that means we've won.
I haven't got a job.
Yeah.
This is going fucking nowhere. Just good.
Well, there's nothing to... You could be anyone. You could be anyone, and that could be anyone's keychain.
I'm sure they made more than one.
Yeah, exactly. The same as I had somebody come into my work recently who had... lost a tooth, which seems to be common among our friends. We have loads of friends that just get so drunk they knock their teeth out.
Who was the other one? Well, we did meet someone the other day with no tooth.
Yeah, Bill and also one of the Mots, one of Xander's
friends. Oh, yeah.
I mean, one of... and this woman had clearly lost a tooth. We can only speculate as to how she'd done it. She had one of those replacement teeth put in, which... as we've been told, due to our inside knowledge on it, it's like they put a bracket in your mouth and a little bit of wire that comes down. And so it's the same as a normal tooth, like it has a root going up. This woman had lost a tooth, had a root put in there with a little bit of wire coming down to fix a fake tooth to. And she'd lost the fake tooth, but the wire had stayed in.
Why would you not take it
and
out?
And I was supposed to be talking to this person. She looked like an evil villain from a comic book. A wire tooth.
Why is it?
I'll tell you what, these animators will be loving this.
Go on. What else are you talking about? This dragon the other day.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I'd have a field day. If I could draw, I'd be drawing a cartoon of her right now because she looked like Gollum with a wire tooth. And she was going on and on. And her breath smelled hideous. Oh my god.
The smellers. Yeah. They're the worst customer. Why are you so smelly? The ones that, fucking hell, we get people, and you get in the car, and it is like, they've just pissed. Everywhere.
Pissed?
And it's just disgusting. All the windows open, head out the fucking window, trying to drive this fucking piss-mobile. The seat's got patches all over it.
Are they old, these people? Or are they just inexcusably pissing themselves?
Well, they're probably old. Probably got something wrong with them. But...
yeah, exactly. Horrible. I mean, if they're old, you can let them off.
This cunt was in a wheelchair, could you believe it?
Especially if they're old women, because women notoriously piss themselves. I don't know what that's about.
Women piss themselves.
They do, it's fucking weird.
They haven't got...
But then again, I suppose we dribble every time we have a piss.
Oh, that happened at Blickling.
Yeah, God. Well, the jeans. Slightly too tight jeans.
I was in my grape chinos.
Oh.
Grape chinos.
Green grape? Green grape?
Purpley.
Plum grape.
Plum grape. Plum grape Cheetos.
That's not funny, but I enjoyed it. Funny grape.
Did a little piss. Just a little one. You know when you elastic the band from your boxes?
He's showing me that.
Between, yeah, cock out. Between your balls and your cock. And it, like, nips it.
Yeah, it does.
So you piss, and then you take it away, hold it all back in.
The valve is open.
Smidge it back in, and it just opens again, and you've got this piss patch where it's all just been stored up in your bollock or something. And, yeah, this huge... I've never had it so big. Normally it's like, a centimetre by a centimetre. This fucker... It was a good... the size of a grapefruit, I think. Just, I was like, oh, my God.
It just looked like you pissed yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, which I had done.
It was weird because it looked like...
It looked like you pissed yourself when you actually did.
That, as well, that's a classic hangover or drunk thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when you go for a piss, for some reason, personally, I've never gone for a piss when I've been drunk unless it was absolutely desperate. Because you're having such a good time. You don't think, oh, I need a piss. You think, oh, I need a piss. I'll wait until I'm close to pissing myself before I run downstairs. You burst through, and that is at the point where you get the knob out too quick and don't pull the trouser down well enough. And before you know it, I'm already trying to go out and sort of hopefully attract a mate. And when you've got a piss pants down in front of you, it doesn't do much for your confidence when you know you have a piss all over your pants.
I remember being so drunk. Thought I had my cock out. Didn't. Just went... And then didn't realise, I went to flush and started to walk, and then it started to smidge. And I was like,
oh my God. You're really not selling yourself very well. God. So far on this podcast, you've confessed to sticking up a door because you were so drunk and pissing yourself standing up. A lot of people piss themselves when they're asleep, but just lean against a wall and piss yourself.
It was the wall, was it? It was the toilet.
Oh, yeah, the toilet wall.
Fuck's sake.
That's psycho shit. I hope you know that.
I really need a girlfriend, I think.
You do, yeah.
I definitely need... Does anyone want... No?
This would be a good opportunity for the animators. Describe your perfect girlfriend, Tom. Come on.
I don't know.
Don't be sexist.
Well, she's got to be female.
All right, that's a good start. Favourite hair colour?
Like a blonde. But, you know, like a dirty blonde.
Don't be sexist.
You
dirty blonde.
Proper.
Yeah.
Dirty blonde. Big tits. Big ass. Little legs,
big ass. This is like a fucking caricature.
It's great.
Yeah, look, this is this woman, when they animate this, it's gonna sound like...
Well, not like a big ass, like a nice ass.
It's going to be like when you play that game when you're a kid where one kid has to draw the head. Yeah. And you put it all together and the legs are just little twigs. Just a blonde girl with big tits and then an arse and tiny little feet at the bottom.
What else do I want?
Honour. It's like Buckaroo.
A little bit of a... What's... Strip.
Snail trail?
Yeah, that's it. From a tits down to a snail trail.
Oh, God. A snail trail.
A nice puss.
Oh, God. Fucking hell.
Doesn't smell... Isn't racist.
That's a great story. No, the racist girl being brought back.
I don't want to talk about
her. What about the Irish racist that wasn't a racist?
I'm not a racist. I've got a black friend. Okay.
What was the racist comment she said before that?
It was something horrific, though. Yeah. For both me and Bill to go, whoa, wait a minute. Normally you can just like, let it go. It's going as well. But for both of us to say something, pissed. But she must have said something horrific. I can't remember.
I'm not a racist. I have a black friend.
No, you're wrong. What? But yeah, that girl I brought back.
Oh, God.
What's she saying? I don't know how we got onto it.
Something about white goods.
Yeah, she was... They they come over in washing machines and shit, don't they? I saw it on Border Force.
Oh, God.
And I was sat there like, oh, my God, I thought you were right. And that is just...
Border Force. Who watches Border Force apart from racists? They're all in front of Border Force just whacking one off. Oh, yeah, fuck, bastard. Oh.
In a washing machine. Have you seen how small a washing machine?
No.
What are these, like, babies are sending over? Send them back, bastards.
Yeah, I know. You've seen them, haven't you? Christ.
No. Yeah. No? What? Who?
God, sitting in front of board and watch, whacking one off. Nick Griffin. Stick him back in there.
Kick his head! Kick his head!
Yeah, that's right. Get back in there.
It's disgusting, is it?
And as well, Border Force. Border Force is the worst example because we have lots of people coming to the country on a whim. They come in because, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Border Force is for people who are trying to sneak in. They're that desperate. Presumably, back home, they're getting treated like shit. And they're desperate to get out of their country. Yeah. And she's like,
fuck them.
Oh, fucking bastards.
Fuck them.
They're so desperate they dislocated their spine to get in a washing machine.
Exactly. Bastards.
Click it back in and send them home.
Get them on their NHS and send them back home.
Yeah. I was tempted to go a little bit political then and talk about the UKIP thing.
Should we say it? Should we have a politics?
No, neither of us are political enough to be able to.
We can try and blag it.
Yeah. We can slag off people who talk about politics.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. Like people who talk about politics, well, they don't know even about it. But pretend they do.
Is that what we've just done?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know what the Border Patrol's like.
Bastards.
Yeah. I haven't even seen it. I just made that whole thing up. I don't have a clue. Border Patrol could be the most amicable show in the world. It could be really serious. In fact, it probably is a show about helping people across the border. And we've just made up a whole analogy.
It's not even in this country.
Yeah.
It's like the American Canadian border.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome.
Yeah.
Border Force.
Saving you.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Hiding in a washing machine. What stories, I swear. That was the same girl that left all her clothes at your house, wasn't it?
Yeah, the bra one.
Yeah, the bra one. Those of you who are familiar with the show will be aware.
Do you remember the bra one? People go, oh, yeah, episode 5. Bra one.
That was the one of the shit ones. Is this one of the shit ones or one of the better ones?
I don't know. I always think they're shit. And they listen back to him and I can't stop laughing.
Yeah. I do get a feeling, though, we find it funnier than anyone else on planet Earth.
No.
When I'm listening to it, I fucking piss myself. Honestly, if everyone was me, we'd be millionaires.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I want that. Why aren't we millionaires?
We should be millionaires. When we get an animator, that's it.
I think I'd die if I was a millionaire.
Yeah.
I'd do horrible things.
Yeah, you wouldn't be a good millionaire. You'd be like Winehouse.
I'll have to give it away, I think.
Yeah.
Give it all away.
Speaking of giving it away, I saw this morning some woman was talking about giving one of her organs away.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is just me coming across as stupid, but you know, being able to accept your ignorance is intelligence in itself. Soundbite 2013.
And, fucking cunt. You absolute cunt.
Yeah. She had said, she gave one of her organs away because she didn't need it.
Right.
I was thinking to myself, surely you do need it.
What organ?
I don't know. What do you have two of that you don't really need?
Kidneys. You can give a kidney away.
Yeah, but is it like...
Heart.
Yeah.
I give my heart away.
Kidney? Oh. Right. So, kidneys. You've got two kidneys. Presumably, they work in tandem with one another. So, right. They share the load. It's like having a dual core processor.
You fucking geek.
Yeah, we need to get out of here. This podcast is taking a very bad turn down to seriousness. Right?
Politics.
Yeah.
Geeks.
Anatomy of the human.
Let's talk about that cunt you saw on the Daily Mirror today. Whatever it was.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't even read the story.
Oh,
I was walking to get
it. It's horrific.
Did you read it?
I've read it, yeah.
Oh, God. The headline was, Bedroom Tax Killed My Daughter.
No, it killed my mother, wasn't it?
Killed my mother.
Oh. Apparently, she was doing all right. And then she started, the bedroom tax came in.
Yeah.
That extra £10 a month set her with worry. She left, I think she killed herself or something like that, and she left a note saying, blaming it on the bedroom tax or something.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
Why would you feed that when you're deaf?
£10. What's £10? I know it's tough for people who are on benefits, but £10 sterling. Fucking hell. That is taking a piss. What's going on down there?
I don't know. Can we cut that out?
Yeah, wow.
Some cunt's fucking rattling on the camera at the other door.
Yeah. So have you got your joke yet?
I can't think of one.
No, you have to have a joke. We can't finish.
I honestly can't think of one. It's just a horrible one.
That horrible one you told me was quite good. Which one? The one about females.
Oh, no.
Well, we've talked about kids and stuff on this, so...
Well, I can't really remember it now. What was the...
Something about being a...
This is awful.
Yeah, right.
What's the main function of a woman?
Yeah.
The support system of a cunt.
That's
This is dreadful.
That's not a joke.
Let's not end it. That's just disgusting.
I'm not waiting on here. That's wrong.
I'm not. Right, I'll think of one now. Just wait.
It's 35 minutes exactly. You've got 30 seconds to come up with a joke. And the worst thing about this is that I'm left to keep this going while you think. Knock, knock.
Is there?
No idea. Not a clue. Could that be the joke? Go on then.
Did you hear... I can't remember his fucking name. Bollocks.
Phil McCracken? Phil McGroin?
Four fingers you wanted.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, not even that. It was something about Ken Barlow.
And you were worried about the cunt joke, and now you're going to make a Ken Barlow joke.
I've got nothing. This is awful. I apologise to the listeners of the joke at the end.
Right, we'll have two jokes next week.
Yeah.
Two super good jokes. Super special good jokes.
Fuck. I'm pissed off now. I'm going. I'm going to show I'm going by walking away. My voice is getting quieter. Bye.